We are Pastors Johnny and Tiffany Clark, founders of I Am the Promise Ministries.
We've been married for 15 years, and of those 15 years, we've been trying to conceive most of the years.
I was diagnosed with endometriosis at a young age. I've had two surgeries because of this diagnosis. I was later diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome and was told that it would be almost impossible to have children.
In 2013, we finally conceived, but at 14 weeks pregnant, we had a miscarriage due to my wife having an incompetent cervix. We were heartbroken and in complete shock.
We would have never thought that we would lose a child. A few years later, we decided to try again and became pregnant in 2015. But at 10 weeks pregnant, we lost the baby due to surgery to hold the baby in place for a full-term pregnancy.
While in the hospital, God spoke to us clearly that He had a promised child for us and that He would use our pain for His glory. At the time, we didn't understand after losing two children.
After battling depression, suicidal thoughts, being let down by friends and family, and problems in our marriage because of this traumatic experience and financial hardship, in April of 2016, God placed on my heart to start a prayer line, praying for women and families trying to conceive, and that's where it all started. Myself and a few other ladies would wake up at 3 a.m. and pray for each other and families to conceive. This continued for some time.
Sometime later, God began to speak to Tiffany and I regarding a ministry. Soon after I joined in on the prayer line, we began to pray and preach the word of God to encourage others never to give up on the promises of God and to stand on His word.
On the verge of almost giving up, God spoke again in 2023 and said to take it by force. So we gave it everything we had, praying and fasting and declaring the word of God over our fertility and not taking no for an answer.
We found a new fertility doctor where my wife was diagnosed with low ovarian reserve. And after going back to our original OBGYN, it felt like the promise was never going to come to pass.
We still didn't take no for an answer, continuing to take it by force, declaring the word of God over our fertility.
And on February 27, 2024, God finally remembered us and gave us our miracle baby,
Promise Amaria Clark.